The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that they catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you today? Good. Happy New Year to you all. Happy New Year to you all. Today, we begin the season of Advent, and with this, we begin the new liturgical year. So, the new liturgical year is divided into three parts: A, B, and C. Within these 3 years, those who attend for the Mass, everyday Mass, daily Mass, they will be almost finishing the reading the Bible. So, today we begin the new liturgical year C. A, we have done. B, we have done. And C, we entered into the year of C. On this day, the Church invites us to be ready and prepared to receive the Lord. Advent means waiting. And we wait eagerly for someone who loves us. Here, we eagerly, joyfully wait for Jesus, allowing Jesus to be reborn in our lives. It is also a time for purifying our hearts by repentance and for renewing our lives by reflecting on Christ into our lives and His second coming. Jeremiah, the prophet of hope, he was from a priestly family and was born in a little village called Anatho, close to the Jerusalem. Josiah, who was king between 640 to 609 BC in Judea, in those days, the king ignored the God of Israel and instead looked for the security in the earthly resources available, chiefly alliances with the other nations. He is not worried about people, and he is not worried about God of Israel. He has lost his faith. The community of Israel were shaky and insecure. Jeremiah called the king for repentance, but he refused. So Jeremiah waits and hopes for an ideal descendant of King David who will bring security, peace, and justice to God's people. Christians believe that Jeremiah waiting and hoping were fulfilled in Jesus. He was the Messiah promised to Abraham, David, and to the chosen people. Jesus brings back not only Abraham's people, but also nations to the true God. The promised Messiah, the life of Messiah, has taken place in our history. And in the Gospel reading, we hear about the second coming of Jesus. Before he comes, there will be a lot of disasters will take place. In today's Gospel, teaches the person of Jesus who will come as a judge. Since this will be the time of judgment, the Gospel calls for repentance and service. When Jesus comes to the relation of the Christian disciples, should not be one of fear. When these things, namely the signs, begin to take place, we have to stand erect, hold our hands high, because our Liberator is at hand. We are called upon to do all what is humanly possible to continually remain in communion with God and become more like Christ. You all must be watched the movie called Titanic. Titanic was world's largest ship, weighing 46,328 tons, and it was considered unsinkable. Yet, late during the night of April 14th and 15th, 1912, the unthinkable happened to the unsinkable. Near midnight, the great Titanic struck an iceberg, ripping a 300 feet hole through five of its 16 water light compartments. It sank in 2.5 hours, killing 1,513 people. Before the Titanic sank, warning after warning had been sent to tell the crew that they were speeding into an ice field, but the messages were ignored. Why did so many die that night? Perhaps the crew disregarded the danger of the weather. Perhaps those responsible did not heed the warnings. They were preoccupied with all other things. So they ignored the message, the danger. And so many people died. This is what happens to all of us when Jesus comes the second time. If we are not aware of the signs, and if we are not taken the warnings, we all will be dying. So if we are aware, we will be judged according to the will of Jesus. Sometimes we believe that our ship is unsinkable. Our life is all well planned and the unthinkable can never happen to us. We need to read the signs of the times. We need to pay attention to the warning signals. But if we are preoccupied with the trivials things of life, we will miss the most important things till it is too late. The first Sunday of Advent gives us the warning to be watchful, waiting, and prepared. Advent season is one of the best season for us to aware how we are, what we are, how we are longing for the second coming of Jesus. We need to prepare ourselves. We need to be ready to accept Jesus. So this is the message that is given in this first Sunday of Advent. We need to be well aware. That's why St. Paul also says, the Lord Jesus will come with the holy angels, and we should be ready to face him. We need to lift our heads up, not down. If we are making our heads down, that means we are not prepared ourselves to face the second coming of Jesus. So we need to rise our heads up. That means we need to prepare ourselves all the time. Not only in the particular time. We need to be ready at all the time. Because we do not know when the things will take place, when Jesus comes the second time. So let us pray that Jesus may guide our life, that Jesus may protect our life, that Jesus may judge our life and take us all into his kingdom.